Greetings, aliens. It is me, your one and only host, Ms. Ella Sanchez of the Nadie Preguntó podcast, because truly nobody asked for this podcast whatsoever, but I'm having a blast and I hope you are too. My fellow aliens, I feel like I'm getting back on the grind. Not gonna lie, this episode is very, como se dice, spontaneous. Truly barely any notes today, but we're gonna get into that. You read the title, you're probably like, girl, what's going on? So, nonetheless, though, before I truly begin, I just want to say, if you're new here, hi, welcome to the mothership. I love you guys. I hope that you enjoy your time here and you stick around. You're bound to find something you like. I have literally 5 seasons of this shit show. You're bound to find something you like, and I know you're lying if you say you don't. And for my returning babes, hi, girl, hi, she, he, they, gays, all that. How are we doing today? I hope that you're having a great day. I hope that you got, at least, you accomplished your goals this week. Whatever those goals were, whatever you set up for yourself, hope you got it all. Nonetheless, though, I don't want to make this intro too long, because I don't think this episode is going to be very long, considering it is 11 p.m. on a Friday, and I have to be up at the crack of dawn, as usual. And I want to get my beauty sleep. So nonetheless, just like, let's just roll with it. Let's just go. Let's just raw dog this. So without further ado, I'll see you guys on the other side. And we're back, my fellow aliens. Now, there's really no direction to this. Usually I have a little bit more prepared, but also nothing really has been catching my eye this week aside from the topics I'm going to be discussing today. I always start with inspiration from the week that I like to, like, I've been pondering, revisiting a lot. And I feel like these 4 topics I've been revisiting quite some time, for a really long time, just kind of like a pending set of topics that truly scare me and suck and aren't fun. I don't want to make this episode like super negative, because that's like truly not what I'm aiming for. I'm mainly aiming for just like kind of a more chill time, like if you're having your favorite beverage, whatever it is, like coffee, tea, like a nice little matcha, if you will. Honestly, whatever it is, we're gonna sit down and we're gonna bond over the current status of the world right now. And maybe you're feeling these things too. I hope so. I hope that I'm not the only one suffering from these 4 things and so many more other topics that I don't feel like I need to get into. I feel like it's just like a pending doom in my mind. I'm still doing the whole clearing my throat thing, even though I didn't really do that as much as last episode. Just putting that out there. If it's annoying, I'm not sorry. But nonetheless, my inspiration for this episode is, one, I'm kind of not really feeling like such a deep moment, but also I am at the same time, because these topics can be super superficial yet very deep. So my 4 topics for today are going to be discussing imposter syndrome, the discipline and how routine falls into place regarding discipline, the recession that we're dealing with and or officially going to be entering in 6 months. I'll get into that in a sec. And then the last thing, real estate. I feel like real estate has been on my mind for quite some time, but especially more than ever, like today in particular, like Friday, October 21st. Nonetheless, let's start with like, let's just go down the list, you know? There's really no right or wrong, so sit back, grab your favorite snack. Maybe you're enjoying a nice dinner you made for yourself, or maybe you DoorDashed. I don't know, babe. I'm not here to tell you how to live your life, but this government is. Anyways, so number 1 on my list, this is for all my girlies, this is for all my working girlies, imposter syndrome. If you don't know what it is, I'm pretty sure it has to deal with not feeling like you deserve the accomplishments that you have already achieved. And that has been truly my whole week this week. I feel like it really is just dwelling on me a lot. It's been looming for quite some time, but more than ever, in particular this week, it has been, it has been something. And before I give the wrong definition, I'm going to read Google on imposter syndrome, because I feel like, I should. Anyways, so nonetheless, I'm going to read you what Google has to say, or according to hbr.org. And so, imposter syndrome can be defined as a collection of feelings of inadequacy that persist despite evident success. Imposters suffer from chronic self-doubt, and a sense of intellectual fraudulence that override any feelings of success or external proof of their competence. I thought that said completion. I zoomed out really fast in that little Google page. So dwell on that, you know, if you just type in imposter syndrome definition, that's like the first thing that pops up, like truly at the top. So if you want to reread that or revisit it, honestly, that's all you got to do. It's really not rocket science here. But I have stated I'm at an internship right now, and unfortunately it's not paid. And I'm not going to say any details about that. Anything else, because one, I can't, and two, it's just not really worth discussing. I do like it. I'm learning a lot. It's very frustrating to deal with, though, and the amount of work I have to do truly is salary-based. I'm not going to lie to you guys. It's something that I wish I was getting paid for. Nonetheless, I'm not. I'm not going to cry about it, because we all start somewhere, right? That's the classic saying. We all start somewhere. Yeah, I know, and I'm sick of it. Like, I want to get the money I need now, because this recession's looming around the corner. I'd like to have a house at some point in my life. And before I turn 30, that's truly the only goal I'm aiming for. Realistically speaking, I'm 23. Aiming for a house before 30 sounds pretty attainable. And I know according to this, you know, market right now, maybe not. But you guys say tomato, tomato. I say potato, potato. I'm going to do this shit. And so, nonetheless, imposter syndrome. With this internship, since I can't really talk too much about it, I really like what I'm doing. It's really great. I'm learning a lot, as I already stated. But the amount of work that goes into it is not only time consuming, but very, very, I want to say the right words here, but I am grateful for the opportunity, of course. Like, that's not something I want to take for granted. That's not what I'm here to talk about. But also, I just feel like the amount of work I'm doing is really frustrating me, because there's no pay to match it, you know? It's like, I would like to get paid instead of performing free labor. I thought we were over this time frame of life. I thought that labor laws were a little bit better than this, but regardless, can't really do anything about it. Like, I really can't. So, nonetheless, it sucks. I'm not happy about it. And even though I have had my fair share of accomplishments so far in this internship, I don't feel it. I don't feel as if, one, I'm worthy of it, because I feel like I should be doing more than I'm supposed to be doing. When in reality, well, there goes gravity. Like, I really am just doing what's assigned to me and doing as much as I can on my off time and working on weekends when even the company doesn't work on weekends. You know, like, it's just like really, really difficult. And I feel like even the work I turn in is just not the best. Even if it is, like, maybe I am proud of it in the moment, and then I realize, oh, will that get approved? I don't know. And honestly, that's all I can really say. That's all I can say. And I'm over it. It's frustrating. And it's just a looming and dooming presence in my mind. And I'm not feeling what I do is enough, and I've always felt like that my whole life, and any job, doesn't even matter if it's paid or unpaid, it just never feels enough. And in my regular job right now, where I am getting paid, I hate it, for one, and two, I really just don't like it, and three, I don't really have any room to grow, if that makes sense. Like, why, you know, like, the big question here is why? And so I don't really feel like I have imposter syndrome there, because it's not something I really see a career in whatsoever. But regardless, though, it sucks. It's not a fun feeling. Like, whenever I do something right in whatever aspect, whether it's the paid job I have or the internship that's not paid, whatever it is, I feel like it doesn't match. And I feel like I've been in therapy for it, and I don't really see any progression, because it's like I can't see it. Like, imposter syndrome is something that one only perceives and sees for themselves. Like, I could be a star to someone else's point of view. Like, wow, okay, She's in college. She's working. She's a working girl. Not in that connotation, but she's working, you know. She's got an internship she really likes. You would think that I have it all going for myself, and I fucking don't. Mentally, I don't. Because according to the trauma I have dealt with, my trauma forbids me from enjoying things, unfortunately. And it sucks. And I'm getting a new therapist, and I hope I actually like her, because I'm tired of having to switch fucking therapists every, like, month or two. It's annoying. I'm looking for something serious and permanent. Wow, it's like I'm looking for a relationship, but with a therapist. And so it's getting annoying. It's getting frustrating. It's getting annoying, and I can't stand it anymore. It's like, when will my imposter syndrome let me enjoy something for once? And I don't even enjoy myself in anything that I do. I'm not proud of myself in any, like, just daily activities. Like, if I mess up, okay, the other day, actually, I was making pasta, right? And I'm very, very, very particular when it comes into the kitchen. Like, you have to get the fuck out of my kitchen when I'm in there. Like, get the fuck out of my kitchen before you fuck this up for me. I have a certain way of doing things. As everyone does, you know, as if you cook in this lifetime, you have a certain way of how you cook, and you pass it along to maybe your future kids, maybe you're teaching your spouse or whatever how you do things so they don't fuck it up for you, and vice versa, you know? And I, like, one of the ingredients for this pasta sauce I saw on YouTube is, what is it? It's like adding broth, like vegetable broth, chicken broth, whatever, and broth in general is very liquidy. It's like literally meant to give more sauce and or broth in soups, or in, if you're making chicken or salmon or whatever it is, you add some broth to add more, you know, sazon, more pizzazz, more, you know, juice, you know. Obviously we all love a little juice, you know. And I added, you know, vegetable broth, and there was like only a little bit left in the bottle, so I just poured the rest of it into the blender. And in my mind, I was like, I really regret that because it's going to come out watery. And I have this thing where I hate when pasta sauce gets watery. When I tell you, when that final product came out, I wanted to pass away. I was so upset to the point where, like, I almost started crying. And also, not only that, I was so angry. I was throwing a fit. I was in that kitchen throwing a fit while my mom was just like, it's really not that serious. I'm like, to you, mom, to you. You may think it's not serious, but I was looking forward to this all day. Like, I already, like, some days I wake up and I'm like, I want to make this for dinner. And other days I wake up and I'm like, I have no idea what the fuck I'm going to feed myself later. And so that morning I was like, I'm going to have my usual breakfast, and then I'm going to have a little snacky in the afternoon, and then I'm going to make the grand finale, which is going to be my pasta sauce that I got from YouTube, and I'm super excited because I've been craving it for days already. I was already craving this days in advance. And here's where the imposter syndrome comes in, because I gave my mom, obviously, because I was cooking for both of us, and she served herself. She's like, this is literally really good. I don't know why you're upset. I'm like, but you don't get it, mother. You don't get it. And clearly, I did the whole order of operations correctly. I followed the recipe. I did what I was supposed to. The only thing I fucked up was adding a little too much broth. And is that something that's the end of the world? No, but for me, it is. But for me, it really is. Like, in the kitchen, if I fuck up, I, like, want to kill myself. Like, I want to end my life right then and there. I'm like, oh, well, I'm a failure. And even if the entire, like, even if when my sister is here, when she visits, like, even if she indulges in my food and she's like, this is so good, oh my god, this is like the best you've ever made, I'm like, no, it's not. You're lying to me. And, like, clearly my parent, like, my mom and my sister are getting seconds or thirds of the meal I made for them, and they're like, oh my god, this is so good. I'm like, in my mind, like, no it's not. That right there is like peak imposter syndrome. It's like, oh, I clearly had success in this. There's clear evidence, and exhibit A would be my family enjoying the food, said meal, if you will, that I made with my bare hands, with all my love. And they're like, it's so good, oh my god. And they're not lying to me. And there's no one more honest than your family. Like, truly, there's no one more honest than your family. If they say that your food sucks, they're gonna tell you in, like, a nicer way, but, like, they're gonna be honest. They're gonna be like, oh, no, this needs more this or that. And they were like, no, this tastes really good. And I'm like, so you're lying to me. Got it. Like, that's what I mean when the imposter syndrome is bad. Like, it's in my daily life at this point. It's like, oh, I clearly am seeing visual exhibit A, exhibit B, exhibit C of my success in anything that I do, whether it's work-related and career-related and or maybe just a simple fucking dinner. Free me from the shackles, truly. Free me from the shackles of imposter syndrome. Free me from the shackles of imposter syndrome. I would love to know what that feels like. I want to know what is on the other side of that. I want to know how people at least overcome it on their own. Maybe not every day, you know, but I want to know their secrets. Like, there's got to be some secrets that no one is telling me, and I need to find them because I'm tired of literally doing the best I can, doing the best I know I can, because there's no other thing. Sometimes even going above and beyond is truly all you can do. Like, there's nothing else past going above and beyond. That's what imposter syndrome feels like. Imposter syndrome quite literally feels you going above and beyond. And you know there's nothing after that. You know there is nothing past above and beyond and extraordinary. You know there's nothing past that. Then you get that looming feeling that you're like, oh, well, I don't feel that way. And then you get confirmation that you did the best that you could and someone congratulates you, whether it's a work-related thing, maybe it's a daily life thing, maybe it's a school-related thing, whatever the case may be. When you get the feedback and you're actually like proud of it, or like someone that did or like reviewed your work or whatever the case may be, they're like, oh, like this is really good. And you're like, but you're lying. Like, that's wrong. Like, you're false. You're lying to me right now. That's how it feels. That's truly how it feels. So in general, in conclusion, to move on from the finale of imposter syndrome for this topic right now, is imposter syndrome feels as if you are going above and beyond. You're going to extraordinary. You're going like to the moon and back, to the stars, to Jupiter, to Saturn, every planet in the solar system. You're going above and beyond, whether it's a work-related thing, whether it's a school-related thing, or academics in general, or daily life. You go above and beyond in anything that you do in your personal life, work life, whatever the case may be. And then you get confirmation from someone and they say, oh, and you're not even seeking the confirmation, by the way. You're just simply trying to do your best, and then you get confirmation like, oh my God, this is really good. I really loved this. Like, your presentation is amazing. Your project's amazing, blah, 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 blah. And then you're in your mind, you're like, but you're lying. Like, you're clearly showing me that I did well, but I don't believe you and I'm not worthy of that because I could have done better, right? Yeah. Like, that's what I tell myself, and that's what a lot of other people that suffer through imposter syndrome tell themselves. They're like, oh, no, you're lying. Like, you're lying to me. Like, someone else probably did better than I did, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like, that's how it feels. That's quite literally how it feels. And it sucks. And we're moving on now. We're moving on. I just spent, like, quite literally 16 minutes of me explaining why imposter syndrome is, like, the worst thing on this planet. Will I ever heal? Stay tuned. Truly. And if you have secrets on how to at least live with imposter syndrome without having it affect your life, please let me know. I will pay big money. I will do whatever it takes to find out those secrets. And if someone says, just be yourself, you're getting your ass beat. Like, that's all I'm saying. If you're going to tell me some cliche saying that everyone has repeated for centuries at a time, oh, just be yourself. Try your best. That's all you can do. If I have to hear one of you bitches say that one more damn time. And if I swear to God, if my new therapist tells me that, someone's getting their ass beat. Like, truly. I don't want you to tell me that I'm going to do well at some point. I know I'm going to, okay? The work I submitted, I'm proud of. But then again, I doubt myself. And I shouldn't. But then again, we're only human. And so, next fucking thing. Discipline and routine. Now, friends, I want you to think of your routine right now. Whether it's your morning routine, your night routine, or your just daily routine as a whole. Whatever it is. Routines, very important to have as human beings. And I used to be a person that didn't have a routine when I was younger. And then you get older and adult and you realize that, yeah, you kind of need to have some form of routine in life to be sane, if you will. And so I remember actually with this one podcast I occasionally listen to, which is Anything Goes by Emma Chamberlain. I am on and off with her podcast. She has some really great episodes, some really great insight on certain topics and stuff. But other times I just like forget that her podcast is there. It's like very on and off. But one episode she was talking about how she was traveling for a full month in, you know, all over Europe, right? Truly my dream. But she was also saying how she needed to build a routine while she was in these countries because she felt as if she was on vacation mode too much. And she needed to, you know, maybe spend a day in a foreign country, you know, which is a lot of, if you traveled, for my friends, for my fellow friends, I've traveled in or out of the country or in and out of state, whatever it is, wherever you've been outside of where you currently reside in the moment. If you go for a long time, you do need to establish some routine or at least get the ropes or, you know, adjust to that. And for example, I went to Barcelona, I believe 2019, I want to say, or a year before that. I want to say one of those years, 2018 or 2019, right? And my mom and I, we went for 3 weeks, so almost a full month. And I did have a really big reverse culture shock when I came back. I was so used to public transportation. I was really grateful for that. Oh, the Californian in me was so grateful to take the bus everywhere, which was only $2 American in total. In total, like round trip. And so, yeah, like the routine that my mom and I built, we would wake up, we would get ready for the day, we would kind of just like go over the night before where we're gonna go, and then in the morning just kind of go over like time slots of how long it's gonna take to get somewhere, how we're getting there. And usually how we would get there is either take the taxi or a bus, but the bus was a lot more convenient because it's like every 15 minutes I believe it was coming. And also we had a bus station quite literally walking distance from where we were staying. Maybe I will stop stuttering. And we just decided to take the bus, but we also just asked like concierge, like, okay, what is, in your opinion as a native here, like, what is your recommendation? Like, what's the fastest? Is there another faster way that we don't know about? Blah, 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 all that kind of travel stuff. And our routine was we would get up, figure out the whole transportation thing either the day before or the day of in the morning. Then we would go to this lovely restaurant called Favorite. Not Favorite, like Favorite, like with a B and like kind of a different spelling. Like it's like, I think it was Fabiorit, something like that along those lines. I can Google it, but I'm just too lazy. And so it was like a little lunch spot. It was like, it gave me like brunch energy, you know. It had like little sandwiches. It had like a salad bar. It had so many good food. And honestly, I still love it to this day. And my mom and I were, you know, getting really friendly with the cashiers and the workers there because they saw us there every single day. And the other people that would go in, they were employees from the office building that worked right above them. So it was like the restaurant at the very first level, like ground level, and then every other little office level above them would come down during lunch. Every time we were there, it was like lunchtime for them or like a brunch moment in general. And they would have lunch, or we would too, and it would just be packed, you know? And we could stand out from all of the other, what is it called when someone works in an office? Just like someone that works in an office, just them. We stood out very obviously because they were in like actual work attire and we were like literally wearing like jeans and a crop top. Like it was quite obvious who clearly was not going to work. And so we ended up being close friends, or like for the trip, I mean, like with the guys that worked there, with the manager. Like they were so sweet and they were so nice. And I believe one of them was from Ecuador. And then the other two were from, like, native Spain, like, just vibing, just around the area kind of deal. And they were so sweet. And that was our routine, literally. Like, we would get up, figure out how we're going to get to a place that we wanted to see. But first, we stopped to get un cafecito, you know. And we would talk to the, you know, the workers there. We would, like, they would be like, oh, where are you guys going today? Like, what's the vibe? Like, what are you guys doing? And they were so sweet. They were really nice. I really wish them well wherever they are in the world, whether they're still in Spain or whether they're somewhere else. I don't know. I'm wishing them well. Nonetheless, that's like the human necessity to have routine. Even if you're traveling, even if you are on a short trip, or if you're just simply in your own space, you know, maybe you want to change up your routine. Maybe you're trying something new. Me recently, I'm doing Pilates. Love it. Very hard. I did it this morning. It is quite literally so fucking hard. I almost saw the light today. And am I going to give up? God, I wish I had that in me, but I don't when it comes to exercise and new workout regimes. One thing about me, I'm not going to give up when it comes to a new workout. I don't do that. Not for me. I will suffer. I will suffer and learn that way. Wish I could apply that to everything else in my life, but no, when it comes to working out, I do not give up. A good and bad trait to have. But so, maybe you're going to try something new. Maybe you want to start waking up earlier and going to the gym, right? Been there, done that. I've done it and I love it. I really recommend. Me personally, my routine is first thing in the morning, do my skincare, pee, then do a workout of some sort. Whether I go outside and I go to a class, whether I work out at home, whether I do something super chill, like stretch or something, depending on one, my cycle, and two, what I'm in the mood for. Nonetheless, moving the body first thing in the morning is quite literally the only thing that keeps me sane in this life. Being an adult is very difficult. And the only thing that does make me whole and happy and proud of myself, a sense of accomplishment early in the morning, is moving the body. Whether it's doing a HIIT workout or maybe just doing a simple stretch. Nonetheless, they're both effective. And so, discipline and routine. My discipline, I don't know why people say, oh my God, what's your motivation? I don't have any. It's straight up, I mean, if you want to be honest, I've been working out and had a workout journey since I was 14 years old. The only good thing that my father showed me was that. Like, that's pretty much all he's got. He was like, no, you guys need to start working out. Like, we all have a gym membership. We're all going to go and you all are going to like it. And we're like, oh my God, no, whatever. So I ended up resenting it, but I don't anymore, obviously. Like, I was like 15 and I was like, I hate this. I don't want to do this anymore. Then you get obsessed. Then you get obsessed with the gym. And then you get obsessed with working out. And then you get obsessed with trying new things. And I only started doing Pilates quite literally like maybe last month. Like, not anything new. But I was thinking about it for quite some time. And I just thought, honestly, fuck it. I'm going to make a routine because I go to a Pilates class on Fridays in a specific location because, one, the teacher I really, really love, who's really tough, but also is like really good at making corrections, because I've been working out for quite some time to know when a teacher is really bad at their fucking teaching and doesn't know what the fuck they're talking about versus a teacher that, one, has obviously trained and studied and officially became a trainer and they can help you. Like, you can tell. As someone that's been working out for quite some time in my life, I've been working out since I was 14. I am 23 now. That's pretty much a decade of my life working out. And so you can kind of spot when there's fakes and imposters and stuff like that. It doesn't even have to necessarily be Pilates. It can be like literally in anything. It doesn't take also rocket science, bro. It's pretty obvious. And so I love the teacher that I have on Fridays because she clearly knows what she's doing and she gives me a lot of corrections when I fuck up. And she's like, no, girl, we're going to get you through this. Like, I can see you're struggling. I know you're about to die on this machine, but I believe in you. And she's really sweet. She's really great. And also, I found a new coffee spot around the area. Like, these little things keep me going. Like, it's a sense of discipline. Like, today, I didn't want to go to Pilates. I low-key was, like, terrified. Because, like, I see all the other girls, all the girlies in the Pilates class, and they know what they're doing. They know their transitions. They know the class really well. They've been doing it for so long already. And then there's me that's a total newbie. I've only done it maybe a total of 5 times in general Pilates, and I still don't know how the fuck it works. And I'm scared. I really am. It's really scary. And I love the workout regime. I'm there truly. I don't really see working out as like a, not, I'm not going to say a fun activity because it kind of is. It depends on like the workout, but it is something I value and I cherish. You know, it's like my me time, if that makes sense. Other people do drugs as a me time. Not shaming you, babe, but we're very different. My me time is waking up at the crack of dawn before the sun even rises. And finishing a workout before the sun rises and getting coffee after. Like, that's my reward. And so I did it just today. Went to Pilates, had the most hardest workout of my life, which I'm going to feel today, or no, tomorrow, in dance in the morning. So there's that. Can't wait. And so I rewarded myself. I was like, just remember, after this, girl, you're going to get coffee. You're going to love it. And you're going to have a good time. You're going to be the first one there, so you're going to have parking. and the sun is not even fully up yet. You know, it's a little cloudy. It's like a little morning chilly, you know. You're by yourself. You have your own agenda. You get your coffee. You get your little chocolate croissant. Then you head home and enjoying a nice cup of coffee. Ice, of course, obviously. And that's it. Like, it's just so perfect. Like, that's what I mean with routine. And, like, maybe your routine is different every day. Maybe your routine is slightly different but has the same components as your other days. Like me, I do a different workout every day. Or the next week, I do the same workout every single day up until Friday or Saturday. You know, it really just fucking depends. And then PMS week, I'm just mainly stretching, Pilates maybe, and that's it. Or sometimes I really push it for the extra mile and I will do a hard workout on my period. I refuse to let that shit stop me, you know? It just depends. Maybe my period that month is really bad and I really can barely get out of bed. Then I'm probably not gonna work out or stretch. Who knows? And then sometimes it's really chill and I'm like, you know what? These cramps are not beating my ass. But just in case, I'll take a little Tylenol. And I'm out. I'm gonna head there. And then I have a good time anyways. And I have noticed that the saying goes, the times you don't want to work out, but you force yourself and push yourself to go are usually the best workouts. And it's true. Some days I really don't feel like going to the studio. I'm tired. I didn't sleep well the night before on my own fault that I have no one else to blame but myself. And I come out of it, I'm like, yeah, I needed that. Like, that really was something I needed. And I remember, actually, just yesterday, or I believe at some point this week, I was watching Hindsight. If you guys don't know him, he's fantastic. He is like a really chill YouTuber. He just really preaches a lot, and he really, like, I love his videos because he really just reminds all of us that we're all human, you know, just like a self-help channel, but just so much better. Like, I can't even like describe his genre of, you know, videos, because they're all very different but all similar. And he was saying how, like I was watching one of his videos and he was saying, like, oh fuck, what was I gonna say, man? Oh man, I lost it. If I remember it, I will bring it back up. But nonetheless, establishing routine is so important for us human beings, and discipline in anything. It doesn't have to even necessarily be, you know, exercise. It can be your work. It can be your academics. It can be your personal life, especially. Like, I remember I didn't want to do something regarding like a friendship thing I had. I had like a friend obligation that I feel like I should go to. And I almost said no because the drive was far, gas was expensive, it still is. And I was like, I don't know if I want to go all the way there. But also in my mind, I was like, no, girl, like, this is an important day for them. Like, be a better friend, like, you know, like, just be there. It's not like you do this every day, like, it's a one-time thing, like, just go for it. And I had a really good time, you know, that was a while ago. But some days when you push yourself, when you don't want to, I'm not saying always, of course, like, there are some days when I really just don't want to do it, and I probably shouldn't push myself, but I do, and it's okay. But that's who I am personally, me as an individual, me speaking from me, myself, and I only. I prefer to do that. I'd rather push myself to do the things I don't want to do because I know how... now I'm remembering what I wanted to say about Heinz. So in Hindsight, his video, he was saying how, like, what is it? How do I word this? Because when you don't want to do something, but you do it anyways, or you're like contemplating, like when you wake up, me personally, when I'm awake, I don't want to be awake all the time at 4 a.m. I don't. But I know it's beneficial for me because I know how I am. I know it takes me a very long time in the day to get focused and start doing my daily activities, doing my internship, doing my homework, or getting ready for work. Like, it takes me a long time to mentally prepare for a lot of these things. It takes me a while. I'm talking like maybe 2 hours it mentally takes me to actually start what I have to do. When it comes to work, I try my hardest to be awake a couple hours before because I know the type of person I am and I need an hour to wake up and exercise. Two, I need an hour to eat and make myself breakfast, I need another hour or 30-ish minutes to actually take a shower if necessary, depending on how the workout is. If it was really sweaty, obviously shower. If not, we're not taking a shower until the end of the day. And that takes some time because skincare, shower, all that stuff, and everyone's skincare and everything looks different. And another hour to actually, or no, maybe I would say like 3 hours. And in general, I need all those 3 hours. I need all three of those hours. If my shift is at 10, bitch, I'm up at like 5 or 4:30. Because I know what kind of person I am. I know I'm going to wake up that very morning knowing I have work at 10 in the morning. That is my shift beginning. I know I'm going to be in that bed the second I wake up contemplating what thoughts I had the night before. If I want to like literally give my 2 weeks now, like if I even want to go, if I'm like, do I want to call out? Considering it, you know? And then realizing, no, I really need to go. And then that already takes me 30 minutes of my day in bed, just contemplating, thinking. Thinking is never good, unfortunately. And maybe checking an email, because sometimes emails are very important and they really cannot wait, which sucks. My point in all of this is that discipline and routine are so important. And when it comes to discipline and how it fits into one's routine, especially yours in particular, it's so important to focus on how you feel when you don't do these routines. When maybe you slip up one day, or maybe you didn't have time. Maybe you went to bed kind of late the night before. Maybe you're going through a rough patch and you have a lot on your plate and it's hard to focus on anything right now. And you kind of just start falling out of your routine. And it sucks to feel that way. It sucks to be not in control anymore, or at least lose some control for a little bit of time. And it's not fun. I have been there. When I wake up at 9 a.m. when everyone is already out and about, started their day, already clocked in for work. And if I have the day off and I haven't been at the crack of dawn downstairs in my house, like working out already, or, you know, driving to a studio, or, you know, going to dance, like I feel unaccomplished already. And does that, you know, should we measure our value on our productivity? Of course not. But it does play a major role in our lives. Routine is how we keep ourselves together, whatever that looks like for you. And when we don't do them, we start to feel terrible and how we feel at the end. Like, I know how I'm going to feel if I don't do this, so let me go ahead and do it. That's basically the whole summary of Hines's video, basically saying like, you may not want to do this, and I don't blame you, neither do I. Some days I have those days where I don't want to do anything. I just want to sit, light a blunt, call it a day, have some tea. But I know I have to do these things, and if I don't want to, I know it's going to suck, but I know how it's going to feel, how I feel when I don't do these routines and do these obligations and do what I have to do. I know I'm not going to feel the greatest. I'm going to feel pretty down on myself the whole day. I'm going to feel unaccomplished. And like I said, should we measure our productivity by our worth? Absolutely not. But that's how us humans work, unfortunately. Are there people out there that function without that mentality? God, I wish I met them so I can ask for their secrets. But nonetheless, 99% of humans I have met, they really measure their lives on their routines, and they rely on it as if it's their last, honestly, everything. And that's just how we are. It's not a crime. It's not something shocking. It's not something that we should be ashamed about. Is it something that we can better as human beings? Yes. There's always room for improvement. Even if you think you're fully healed, there is always room for improvement in life. And so, of course, discipline and routine, very important things, and they do go hand in hand with one another. Maybe you're going to wake up tomorrow, wherever you are, in whatever time zone you're in. Maybe you're listening to this before bed. Maybe you should stop listening right now and go to bed, as I probably should as well, because it's 11:45, basically, and I need to be in bed before midnight. So my last few topics, I might as well put them together. The recession that we're going to either enter and or already in, and 2, real estate. They both go hand in hand because real estate is impossible to purchase during a recession. And so, the recession, I state, I mean, that's pretty given. Honestly, I feel like as human beings in this moment in time, I feel like we pretty much are fearing the recession that's looming and dooming upon us, you know, in the back of our minds and stuff like that. And we're trying our hardest, you know. Actually, today, one of my favorite brands was dropping a lot, like, they drop lingerie, they drop bikinis, they drop really cute, like, items for women. And I really wanted to buy something. I was like, every drop I buy something, at least one item. But this time, I saw my paycheck and I was like, okay, that's a pretty good paycheck. I can definitely divide that into four, you know, I can divide that by four by, you know, my savings, my checking, my investment in the stock and cryptocurrency worlds, and also maybe an extra for whatever necessary. Or maybe just using that extra for just keeping in my savings, you know? Or no, and my other option is my Roth IRA. That's pretty important. My retirement. Mm-hmm. And so I haven't touched that in quite a while, actually. I have not put money in my Roth IRA. Not very proud of myself. It has been quite some time since I've done that. Probably should get on that. But nonetheless, I was like, okay, do I want to spend half of my paycheck? That's not a lot, but still a good amount to last me at least a week, right? Do I really want to spend that on a lingerie set right now? Mentally, I was like, oh, it's a no-brainer. I'm gonna get the set. But I know with this life that we live right now, I'm like, okay, let's look at the bigger picture. We are currently about to enter, if not already are considered in a recession. I don't think I'm gonna need a lingerie set when I clearly already have at least three from two of the same company that I was going to buy from originally, and one from Savage X, Fenty. So is that really a wise decision? Maybe not. So I didn't do it. Do I regret it? A little bit. I kind of wish I bought it, but also I know it's not best for me. I know it wasn't. And this all has to do with, like, the recession and real estate in general, because recession and real estate go hand in hand, because truly, we all want a house. And you're lying if you say you don't. Like, every person I know wants a house. That's the dream. And like, well, at least start with an apartment first. No. My dream is to never start with an apartment. I know that's, like, kind of inevitable, and I will take an apartment if it means I can move out. Sure. I'm not going to get greedy. But also, I can rent a house. The same amount, almost the same amount as renting an apartment. And it has at least a unit washer and dryer. Like, because I was looking on Zillow and Realtor.com today, and I found this house that I really like. I didn't really like the city of it, but I'm kind of desperate to move out at this point, so I'll take anything. And I saw that the monthly cost to rent it was like around 5.1K. And I was like, well, I know people in New York probably pay that amount for fucking rent. So for an apartment that isn't even theirs. So paying rent on a house with in-unit washer and dryer, parking, and no other costs really, versus paying 5.1K for an apartment that I don't own whatsoever. And not really mine to call. I think I'm going to take the house option. And so I was like, I mean, if I'm going to be honest, I have a good amount of my savings, and I've been really thinking about investing some of my savings, a big chunk of them, into something that's going to make me money in return. I feel like investing it. Well, I don't feel like, I know it is. Investing is really the answer to one's financial situation. And I know it's hard to invest. I'm not here to tell you it's not. I'm not here to tell you that I haven't fucked up in my very few years of even doing the bare minimum when it comes to investing of any kind. But at the same time, I need to bet on myself. I need to take the risk. And with this recession coming up, I believe I saw an economist. The reason why I say we're bordering on a recession, even though I've been convinced this whole time that we are in a recession at this moment, is I believe an economist came forward and said that we're not in one, but we are looking that we're getting into one in the next 6 months. So it is October. And I read that around like early October. So October, November, December, January, February, March, April. Oh, yeah. Around March or April
next year is when officially the predictions are going to come in and be like, yeah, this is an official recession. And so it's scary. I feel like we all are thinking it, and I feel like no one really is talking about it. And I know it's not a great topic to discuss because it's really saddening. It's very stressful. It's very scary. But I can't stop thinking about it. Like, every single day I'm thinking about it. I'm, like, very conscious of the purchases I make now, even more than usual. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think a lingerie set is going to cut it for me right now, as much as I would like to have one. But, like, I just can't see it right now. I can't afford to do that. I need to be saving the money I'm making and probably spending a lot less than I do. But I'm quite expensive, unfortunately. And I'm worried. I'm worried. But at the same time, sometimes you gotta bet on yourself, and sometimes you gotta take risks, even if it's fucking terrifying. Even if you know there is a 50-50 chance you can fall flat on your face, or you might actually see some success. And I'm very picky of where I want to. I've been wanting to invest my savings right now for a while, like for at least 2 years I was considering it. Because when you save your money, although important to an extent, but bro, if your money can grow, that's where it's at. Investing 101. If I was even remotely as educated on investing, I would do a whole episode on it. But I know only the basics. I am no one to... This is not financial advice, by the way. Like, this is not a financial advice podcast whatsoever. And you shouldn't take financial advice from quite literally anyone unless it is your financial own advisor that knows your tax returns and sees your income. That's the only time you should listen to anyone in about finances. Other than that, you do not need to look up. If you want to look at terms and what it all means, then yeah, you can Google the way and listen to anyone. Anyone can tell you what like a Roth IRA is. Google can tell you that. But no one should tell you how to open one. Unless it's like Fidelity or like, you know, one of those companies that like specialize in like banking and stuff like that, then sure. But yeah, I don't think it's not really rocket science when it comes to making your own financial decisions. Like, that's kind of up to you and the research you do on your own time. If you're going to get into crypto, you kind of need to research the coin to invest in. I made that mistake. I did not. I only have money dipped into Ethereum, Bitcoin, very minimal in Bitcoin. I have a lot more invested in Ethereum and Doge. And Doge is my third one. I'm considering selling Doge, unfortunately. But that's another time, that's another discussion. Because apparently taxes, I don't want to pay taxes on that bullshit. I'm sorry. I want to keep it as long as I can so I can avoid paying taxes. But then again, is that ever possible? It never seems to be. But I think there is like some law that came out, or my sister was telling me, because she's been in crypto for quite longer than I have. And she's like, yeah, if you keep it for this amount of time, you won't have to pay taxes if you sell it. Kind of that kind of deal. I don't know how true that is. Obviously, like I said, this is not financial advice. But nonetheless, I think I'm just going to end it here because it's quite late. I have to get to bed. But nonetheless, my friends, this is all I have for today. Maybe it was a very depressing episode. Maybe it wasn't. Whatever you want to call it, it's just what it is today. Maybe you're feeling the same way as I am, or maybe you are, you know, reconsidering what you're going to do. Because I've noticed that I was reading like briefly that article about The Economist that's saying that we're going to go into a recession in like the next 6 months. And one, I'm panicked, and two, I'm like, okay, what can I do right now in this moment in time? 6 months from now, or no, 6 months prior, which is October 2022, what can I do to help aid, you know, the recession? Like, what can I do? What are the steps I can take? You know, like, what can I as an individual do to protect myself and make sure I don't go fucking broke? Like, I've never experienced a recession. I feel like my sister already has, but she was a lot younger. And I was alive during 2008, you know, I was alive during that time, but I had no concept of what a recession fucking was. I'm a 99 baby. I have no idea what that meant. And now that I do know, I need to take action in making the right financial decisions. And I'm worried, I'm scared, as we all should be, as we all are. It's like a looming and dooming. That's like that's the theme for today. Looming and dooming. Just inevitable moment that we're all going to experience. And I think it's time that me personally, maybe you too, you know, maybe after this, you're like, girl, you are so right. you want to set some money aside. And I saw in this article that I was briefly reading as to like what Americans are planning to do in a certain study or a survey that was taken regarding what they plan to do as the recession is near or looming and dooming, if you will. And a lot of people were saying cut back on buying a house or car, cut back on holiday spending since the holidays are coming up. What was another one? It was the two major ones were those two, were delaying on buying a house or car and not holiday shopping, budgeting more, I believe, and some other two. I did save it in Twitter. It was on Twitter, so I bookmarked it so I could read even more. But nonetheless, you know, all our financial situations are different and there is no right or wrong, I want to say. There really isn't. But nonetheless, I'm off. I'm signing out. I'm very tired. But I hope that we can all bond over this together. And we're all in this together, babe. I'm not going to sing a Beatles song for you, but you get the idea. So without further ado, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Love you all and take care.